Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, everyone. I'm Blaine O'Shaughnessy. I grew up in this community. I'm a veteran, a husband, father, businessman, and co-founder of Humboldt Freedom Coalition. I believe the average person is starting to feel a little uncomfortable with the amount of power our government has granted to itself and a little uncomfortable with the direction this country is moving. A good example of this is my wife, who does not follow politics, but she is concerned about the future for our children. She told me the other day the government is taking more and more control. There will be no privacy in the future, no freedom. It's very sad where America is heading. What will America look like for our children when they grow up? And what about their kids? Maybe freedom won't exist as we know it. So that would be my question to you today. Where is the path that we are on leading us? Where is our government leading us when they divide us into an upper and lower class system of essential and non-essential workers? Where are we being led when we are separated by our vaccine status? I'm concerned about the future when the government uses social media platforms to do their censorship for them. The real question is, how do we have a better future? How do we leave behind a community and a country that we are proud to pass on to our children? And so I told my wife that she was right to feel these things and that she was correct. If we do nothing, that is exactly how the future will be. However, there is hope. If we step up together and build community and stand by our Constitution, we will see a better future. We have the law on our side. So I hope you will consider joining the Humboldt Freedom Coalition. Visit our website, humboldtfc.com, and click on the Get Involved button. We are blessed to live in a country in which we vote for our own government, and we can call ourselves a self-governed people. However, we have now been living in some sort of mandate since March of 2020, which is 24 months ago. And I understand that COVID has not been easy or comfortable for anyone. We still have a great many citizens who are in fear of COVID-19 and its variants, even after being fully vaccinated and boosted. But we cannot let fear control us. But more importantly, we cannot let it empower our elected officials beyond what is absolutely necessary. We cannot let ourselves be divided so that our liberties can be slowly taken away. The mandates are no longer necessary, and I will not comply. I do not think that when we are in a pandemic, that we give away our rights. In fact, it is in such times like this that our rights must be vigilantly guarded, because once freedom is lost, it is not easily regained. I'm Blaine O'Shaughnessy with Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.